Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Seven-year-old Esther Akady was determined to make her dreams come true, no matter what it took.
Please, can I go, Mum? Please?
You're too young, Esther, her mother said.
Please,
she begged. Esther.
Pretty please.
Calm down, Esther, really. Rebels, have you ever wanted to do something so badly that you wouldn't take no for an answer? Well, Esther felt just like that. And she wasn't asking to go on a roller coaster or for the latest video game. Even though she was just 7 years old, Esther was begging her mum to let her go to college so she could study mathematics. Let's go back a few steps to figure out how this came to be, shall we? Little Esther Akady grew up in a town called Warsall, in the historic county of Staffordshire, England. Walking down the streets, there were various shops lining the road, including the many leather shops famous for crafting saddles, stirrups and buckles. There was also a beautiful arboretum in Warsall, with cherry trees that bloomed pink fluffy flowers in the spring, and tall, skinny poplars that lined the fishing lake. Esther loved growing up here. She chased her little brother in the park or made up games with her dolls. She dressed up in a blue, sparkly gown with glitter and jewels and pretended she was Elsa from Frozen. She danced and sang, twirling as her shiny, iridescent train whirled around her legs. But more than dolls and games and even glitter, Esther loved math. She felt like math was this delicious mystery that she got to tunnel deep inside and figure out. When Esther was sitting in front of an equation, it was like she was in charge of connecting all these different numbers and ideas and making them shine. She felt the answers pulsing at her fingertips, her heart thrumming with hope. To Esther, math was wondrous. Math was fascinating. Math was magical. It had been this way for as long as she could remember. Maybe because her mum was a great mathematician too. See, when Esther was 3 years old, her parents sent her to school. But each day, Esther would come home unhappy, her head down, her shoulders slumped. "What's wrong?" her mother asked one day. Esther's eyes brimmed with tears. "I don't ever want to go back to that school," she said. "Why? They don't even let me talk." Esther's mother wrapped her up in a big hug, wiping her tears and trying to come up with a solution. After talking it over with the rest of the family, they decided that it would be best if Esther was homeschooled for now. Her parents wanted to share their love of learning and to celebrate the bold curiosity that lived inside their daughter. Pretty soon, Esther's mother converted their dining room into a lively classroom, and the two of them dove into their favourite subject, math. They started with some basic numbers and patterns. Esther devoured all the knowledge her mother taught her and kept on asking for more. She felt like a super detective, decoding long division, decimals and variables. By the age of 4, Esther was already learning algebra and quadratic equations. Rebels! These are math concepts that most kids don't explore until they're 12 or 13. And you know what? Esther was breezing through them.
I just love math, she announced. All the numbers and the solving, it's like a mystery.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It was clear that Esther had incredible brain power, and her parents wanted to keep her challenged and engaged. So when Esther was 6 years old, her mother brought her to Elmsdale High School, about 30 minutes from their home, to take the math GCSE exam. See, in the UK, high school students must pass these exams to qualify for college. As they walked through the long halls of the high school, Esther and her mum's footsteps echoed. They went to a private room where three examiners were sitting quietly, waiting to monitor and grade Esther's work. Esther sat down at a desk and her mother gave her a reassuring smile. But as Esther gazed at the exam, the numbers blurred together on the page. There were so many confusing questions about trigonometry, Pythagoras' theorem, algebraic fractions. Esther had taken practice tests at home and done so well. But now, her brain felt like a tangle of nerves. She could hear the clock ticking and could feel a thump of her heart in her chest. She wanted to ace the test so badly. But when she got home, Esther found out that she had gotten a C on her exam, which was very disappointing for her. Rebels. This was an exam meant for students trying to get into college, and Esther was only 6 years old. Even sitting at that desk and putting her pencil on the paper was brave and brilliant. Still, Esther really wanted to take the exam again. She knew that she was capable of so much more. So she studied like crazy, and a year later, when Esther was 7, she marched into that exam room and channeled all of the passion, joy, and excitement she found in math. She remembered how powerful she felt connecting the numbers and variables, piecing these answers together like a magnificent puzzle. And this time, she earned an A. And Rebels, that's how it came to be that at 7 years old, Esther was begging her mum to let her go to college.
Please, can I go, Mum? Please?
Her parents both thought she was too young to go. But for 3 years, Esther kept pleading. Until one day, she decided she was done waiting.
Mum, I think it's about time I started university now.
And guess what? Her mother agreed to let her apply. So at the age of 10, Esther Akeyede enrolled at Open University in a distance learning programme. This meant she could still live at home with her parents while taking classes and learning online. Because after all, she was only 10 and she wasn't quite ready to live on her own. Esther had become one of England's youngest college freshmen ever. She studied hard to get A's and she loved the challenge. The problems and equations didn't always come easy for her, but she always knew she had the detective skills to find the answers. She loved learning and stretching her mind so much. And once Esther finished university, she had to keep going. She wanted to know everything there was to discover about the numbers, equations, and calculations she loved so much. So she decided to complete her PhD. Her dream was to take her love of numbers and open up a bank by the time she turned 16.
I like numbers, she said, and I like people, and banking is a great way to help people.
Today, Esther is well on her way to achieving her goals, and she wants to pass on her love of math to all kids. So she wrote and illustrated a workbook called Yummy Yummy Algebra. In the book, Esther drew a picture of a girl holding an apple.
Algebra can be just as yummy as this apple,
the girl explains. She dedicated the book to her mother, who always makes her feel special and who first fed her appetite for math.
Dedicated to Lydia Omanefe Joshua, Esther wrote. Also known as the best mum in the whole wide world.
Rebels, Esther might be a math whiz, but that doesn't mean it has always been easy. She knows what it's like to struggle with her work, to make mistakes and push through to find an answer. She continues to show the world that we can work through any problem that comes our way, no matter how complex. And with her generous spirit, she reminds us that we all have the power to do amazing things. So, what are you hungry to learn, Rebels? Whether it's math, science, dancing, or dreaming, we hope Esther's story of brave curiosity always inspires you to dream big and dare yourself to try it all.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by Donna Louise Bryan. It was produced and directed by Olivia Richard, with sound design and mixing by Mumble Media.
It was written by Sarah Weiss and edited by Abby Shore. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan. Joy Smith is our executive producer. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay Rebel.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay Rebel.